This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. As you've probably heard by now, the New York Times is suing OpenAI and Microsoft for allegedly copying and regurgitating its content via ChatGPT, a product the paper says is now acting as a competitor. It's the latest in a slew of lawsuits from content creators and publishers, including comedian Sarah Silverman and Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin, who say tech companies are violating copyright law by training AI models on their work without permission or compensation. At the heart of these cases is the practice of scraping, the ingestion of vast amounts of data from all over the internet. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains.
The internet is crawling with bots, scanning website by website, downloading and indexing everything. Many of these web crawlers help retrieve information from that vast sea of data for search engines. But increasingly, they are feeding generative AI models, hungry for human content to learn from.
You know, GPT is an overeager college intern who's read the entire internet.
Cecilia Zanetti is an AI entrepreneur and former counsel for several tech companies who has read the entire New York Times lawsuit. We'll save you the technicalities. Basically, the New York Times is alleging its content was heavily weighted in a dataset that OpenAI has acknowledged using to train earlier versions of ChatGPT, something called Common Crawl.
Common Crawl was a nonprofit organization put together to basically make a copy of the internet.
And law professor Daniel Gervais at Vanderbilt University says that copy of the internet could fall under the doctrine of fair use, which allows for the reproduction of copyrighted works in some circumstances. But there are limits.
One of the factors they consider is whether the use is commercial.
He says many AI companies start out as nonprofits when developing their technology and then go on to build for-profit products. Meanwhile, an increasing number of websites have begun blocking web crawlers from copying their content, says computer science professor Arvind Narayanan at Princeton.
That just means putting an instruction on your website that every web crawler or robot is supposed to honor.
But it's a little bit of a gentleman's or gentle bots agreement.
Other ways of blocking bots are kind of more adversarial. They would use technology to recognize the ways in which bots behave subtly differently from regular people.
And then kick them off the site. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.